Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartman.com.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman program. I still have Jason Flores-Williams on the line with us. And we were speaking in the break about the J20 protesters, 200 people charged because they protested the inauguration of Donald Trump. And they were facing 75 years with conspiracy charges. They were acquitted of those charges due to the hard work of many people, including Jason. And now, though, you have 59 people who are facing 60 years for the audacity of raising their voices against what we see. Their predictions were pretty right on. People people who stood up and said, you know, this is not right. What is going to come from this administration, from, you know, the Keebler Klansman himself, Jeff Sessions at DOJ, is a vigorous repression of speech. Jason, so what is the state of play with these 59 people who are facing 60 years currently?
Okay, well, I would say let's step back for a second, just look at this. So these prosecutions, this repression is based on the fact that, you know, allegedly, and I think we've seen this in videos, there was some property damage to, say, a Bank of America window. And the point I want to make here is look at this. Look at the, as I represented people pro bono who were going to be thrown out of their homes due to fraudulent foreclosures by Bank of America and Bank of America attorneys. So Bank of America can basically screw millions of people out of their homes and their pensions and is rewarded for it with bailouts and bonuses, but break a Bank of America window and face 75 years in prison. That, to me, is the just, I don't even have the terminology for it with regard to an injustice and a commentary upon the society in which we live.
So, and also, really importantly, Jason, you're laying it out. So the banks engaged in massive criminal fraud. The report, the government report on the causes of the Wall Street-caused collapse in 2008, concluded fraud, right? And not a single banker went to prison over this. You know, that's what happened. And now they're going to try to send the people to prison for 60 years, and there are parallels that you can see around the world and in history, that what this is when the coercive power of government is used by this global oligarchy to exert their will. And that is the danger that we're talking about, and that is an authoritarian government. So I just want to put in context what Jason is fighting against and what we should all be lending our voices to is it's not, it is about the people, these specific individuals, but it's also much bigger than that because the system as it operates, the system as an extension of the global oligarchy and exerting the global oligarchy's will, that's what we're fighting against.
Yeah, so I'm going to piggyback on what you said, man, is... some of the defendants, and this is also a real critical part of this with regard to the First Amendment and what they're trying to suppress and control, them being the global oligarchy and the power elite that exists, you know, in the form of Donald Trump right now in the United States. He's just a representative tumor with regard to what's really existing in the world right now as far as the concentration of wealth and the exclusion of most of humanity's voices. So there is one of the real thorns in their side, luckily. I mean, they basically control corporate media. They frame that in ways and manufacture consent, as we know. But one of the real thorns in their side has been independent journalism and the usage of the internet to get out different perspectives and more truthful and honest perspectives that have to do with the way people are actually being violated by the current sicknesses of our system. So one of the real points of this prosecution has been to go after independent journalists who were out on the streets that day, who bring to light the kind of systemic injustices that we're talking about, and who were recording that day, so that you actually have, in this prosecution, a United States prosecutor, someone who went to law school just like me. And that's it. They got a piece of paper on the wall, and then they found themselves in this position of almost obscene power, deciding for the rest of us what journalism is. Now, thankfully, at this point, the jury, which is the representation of the people, has stepped forth in this adjudication and said, no, you're not going to decide that for us. But be wary of this Department of Justice's attempts to define what independent journalism is, and by defining it, to eradicate it, so that the last little pockets left of this democracy that we still have that represent the voices of the people and the real perspectives of how real people are being affected will be eliminated. So that's also part of this fight, which is this grand struggle that's happening right now for the First Amendment.
Jason, we're broadcasting live from our studios in Anacostia, our We Act Radio studios in Anacostia, and we've only got a minute left, and I want to give it back to you so you can tell people where I can find out more information. But we've seen this firsthand when we were live streaming in Ferguson. These tear gas canisters would be going over the heads of our producers with cameras, and they had these brightly colored vests on. And at some point it was like, oh, I think they're mistakenly shooting tear gas canisters, you know, da 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 da. And then one of our producers stood up and he said, press, press, press. And a police officer turned to him and shot him with a beanbag gun from a shotgun. And it became extremely clear that they were proactively targeting the media. Anyone with a camera they were targeting. Jason, we've got just seconds left here. Where can people find out more about the work that you do?
Well, you can always just Google my name and it'll lead you to my website here. And the last thing I want to say is that those protests on Inauguration Day were meant to set the format for a struggle against this administration. I hope that people keep that up and engage in dissent.
Jason Flores-Williams, thank you so much for all the work that you do. We will be right back. I'm Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Program. We've got a great show for you today. Representative Mark Pocans joining us, radical lawyer Jason Flores-Williams, Ebony Land, our amazing digital director at Social Security Works, Jason Lincolns, the author of Schoolhouse Wreck, the Betsy DeVos story, and so much more. You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, TomHartman.com/podcast, and right here on YouTube.